The Shimmer on the Water, written by Marina McCarron and read by Jessica Preddy. May is an awkward month to start over. September and January make the most sense. But the sun is shining when her plane lands, and she takes it as a good sign, a promise of brighter days in Maine after the rainy darkness of Seattle. Her father is waiting for her. He's always the tallest man in any crowd, so she sees him immediately and is happy. He had told her he would pick her up, but Peyton knew his job came first, and he could have been called into the hospital on an emergency. It had happened before. Lots of times. "Dad!" she says when she's sure her mother isn't with him, rushing forward and throwing her arms around him. Her mother wouldn't approve of shouting or public displays of affection. If he's shocked by how she looks, he doesn't say anything. But then, he wouldn't. Her mother's reaction will be another story. "Hello, sweetheart," he says, leaning down to return her hug and take the huge suitcase she is wheeling and the bag from her shoulder. They walk past the few people arriving on a Tuesday afternoon. Business travelers, mostly. Her father is wearing a suit and fits in with the crowd. Peyton, on the other hand, does not. She is wearing black trousers, a black turtleneck, and white Converse sneakers. She looks like a funeral director, ready to take to the court. "It's so nice to see the sun." Peyton is trying her hardest to be cheerful, to make up for the fact that she's returning under a frowned-upon cloud of failure. She's dreading seeing her mother. They haven't spoken since Peyton called and asked if she could move home for the summer. The excuse she gave was that Seattle was too expensive, too far from home, too much everything. In truth, it was too little. Or maybe a mixture of both. She hated her job as a pharmaceutical rep and was almost relieved when she'd been fired. Her boyfriend hadn't so much as broken up with her as he had slithered away, ghosting her. Then, her fabulous older sister had come to town, taken one look at her and shaken her head, not hiding her opinion, much like their own mother. "You look terrible," she said. "I'm thinking of going home for the summer," Peyton told her.
"So on top of everything else, you've lost your mind?" Caroline replied.
She knew what her sister had meant. She moved home anyway. She didn't have a choice. Not really. "Thanks for coming to get me," Peyton says to her dad.
"Did you manage to rent your place?"
"I can't. It's against the condo bylaws."
"Shame to be losing rent money," he says.
Peyton can see him figuring out the loss in his head. "Yep, she's back home." It's a 40-minute drive to Fort Meadow Beach. Peyton always thought it was a stupid name for a place. Is it a military garrison? Does it have an orchard? Both her parents work in Portland, and they have an apartment there.